always love being at Martell's. They've got a really, really great week lined up here heading into Labor Day. Hopefully a lot of folks maybe slide a few days off today as we head into the quote-unquote unofficial last week of summer. Man, I hate to say that. Wrecking Ball on the Bruce Brunch this morning, and Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes brand new Southside album is just out now, and love that Southside is back with new music. Always love when new folks come on the show to visit with us. And all the way from Austin this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Parnell. Let's hear it for Wendy today, and her brand new book, Born to Run, the story of Johnny 99, is just out. Welcome, Wendy. Thank you for making the trek.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, yeah, this is your second time ever in the great state of New Jersey.
It is.
Wow.
It is. It's quite a distance from Texas, but I'm thrilled to be here again.
Well, we are really excited to have you today. And with the Born to Run, story of Johnny 99 book, you've got two previous books. Books out that incorporate music into the text of the book. What was the inspiration to have that kind of book thing?
Yeah, well, I didn't set out to write music inspired picture books. It started the moment happened at Green Hall in New Braunfels. It's Texas' oldest dance hall, and I was there listening to Joe Ely on stage, who is many have compared him to the Bruce Springsteen of Texas. While a lot of Springsteen fans have, I've heard stories of how many times they've heard Bruce Springsteen 50 and 60 and 70 times, which I'm very envious of. It is quite a distance from Texas, so I've not been that fortunate to be able to hear Springsteen to that degree live. But Joe Ely is a Texas musician and one of my favorites, and so I was at Green Hall listening to Joe play like I'd done so many times before, and he was singing his high-energy hit song, Musta Nada Gotta Lotta, Sleep Last Night. And then later in the set, he was singing about Buddy Brown going back to bed. And I put the two together. I thought, well, what if Buddy Brown's gone back to bed because he must have not have got a lot of sleep last night? And I suddenly could see a picture book, and I thought, if I can fit two Joe Ely songs in one inspired picture book, how many more can I fit in there? So that's how it started, weaving song titles and other references to a musician to create a story. And so my first book is inspired by Joe Ely. It's called Musta Nada Gotta Lotta Sleep Last Night. My second book's inspired by Marsha Ball, a Grammy-nominated musician. And then what happened is Marsha had seen the Joe Ely book, and she said, well, I'd love to be the subject of a book. So that's how the Marsha Ball...
I'm going to say that to you next.
Yeah, okay. Way, so. Well, I admire Marsha Ball a lot, and so I was thrilled that she asked me about that. And so then when I realized I'd hit upon this genre, I created the genre of music-inspired picture books, I thought, well, let's keep going, and who's next? Well, there was no question who would be next. Springsteen is my absolute favorite, has been for over 30 years, and so it was just only natural that would be my next book.
I don't want to say every time, but every time Bruce plays Austin, Joe Ely...
Near every time, yes.
Joins him on stage. One of the great things of my life. I went to see Bruce in Austin during the Rising Tour in March of 2003, and this was right before the Iraq War started. And I don't get to say this a lot, but I was at soundcheck that night, and Bruce soundchecked the song War like six times in a row, and every time they did it, he got madder and madder and madder and madder, and Joe Ely, who I'd never met before in my life, walked up next to me and said, he's not real happy. This is going to be a great show tonight. and he was right on both accounts, and of course, Joe Ely joined the show that night. And, have you got to see Bruce in Austin, the South by Southwest, anything like that?
No,
going on for you?
That was a pretty difficult one to get into,
yeah.
As you can imagine.
Yeah.
We saw him last year in Houston at the Symphony at Woods Pavilion, and Joe was on stage with him there. That was an incredible show.
I got to love it. Yeah. So this book is illustrated by – should we give Matt Hall some love?
Absolutely.
The
Matt is incredible. Matt is the guy. He made this book come to life with his beautiful illustrations.
So Johnny 99 is a car. To me, he looks like a pretty badass kind of Camaro SS.
That was the idea.
That's what I'm taking away from that. You incorporate 99 Bruce Springsteen.
By coincidence, actually.
Now, I was going to ask you that. Was the Johnny 99 and the 99 songs?
That's, it was purely coincidental.
Wow.
I wrote the book, and then when it came time to send it off to press and do the dust jacket, I started counting, and lo and behold, it was 99. So, but yeah, the main character is a 69 Chevy, and his parents, he's been caught racing in the street again by his parents. His dad is a 57 Chevy Bel Air, modeled after the first car Springsteen got with his corner run money. And Matt illustrated these cars beautifully. And the mom is Rosalita, a pink Cadillac, of course.
Ah, there you go. And the song lyrics are weaved. Was it hard to come up with the song titles, or did they just keep rolling?
It wrote itself. It's interesting. It makes me curious to see what other artists' music, their catalog of music, would look like in picture book format. The story was dictated by the songs. I'm familiar with the songs. They were playing in my head. I sat down with the song titles, and that's the story that emerged. It really wrote itself.
Now, I would not call this a children's book. I would say this is for kids of all ages and for Bruce Springsteen fans of all ages, but I think kids would be attracted to the artwork here and the vividness of the artwork. It's beautifully
Thank you, Tom.
Illustrated.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think kids will be drawn to the beautiful, colorful illustrations and cars and the rhyming verse. And the Springsteen fan would, of course, love to and recognize to see how many. It's like an I Spy. See how many Springsteen song titles and references they can find within the story, and great piece of memorabilia to put on the coffee table and to give as a gift to any other fellow Springsteen fan. But yes, it's for all ages to enjoy.
And the book is just out, which is
the book is just out. It launched on the 40th anniversary of Born to Run. How perfect is that?
That's brilliant. I say now. Do you plan on sending this over to the world of Bruce Springsteen so that they can get an eyeball at this thing?
Definitely.
Cool. Yeah,
definitely.
Now, using the song lyrics, did you have to, in fact, like get permission to do that kind of thing?
Well, no, I don't. It's
public domain.
That's right. Well, and it's a heartfelt tribute to somebody whose music I've been passionate about, like I said, for over 30 years. And I hope that I will get word that Springsteen has seen and loves the book. There's no words to describe what that would mean to me. So
beautiful. Now, you've brought the book here today, which you'll gladly sign for folks. So anybody wants to purchase a copy of the book, the book's for sale online. I would direct people to our friends at Backstreets.com. Who we love, and there are signed copies of the book at Backstreets, are there not?
Yes, there are signed copies of the book at Backstreets.
So, and it's available through bookstores?
It's available
Amazon.
At wendyparnell.com at Backstreets, and you can buy the hardcover at wendyparnell.com. It's also available in a couple stores in Austin, Waterloo Records, which is a world-famous independent record store, and Wild About Music in Austin. And also you can get it, download it in the Kindle and ebook version. iBooks.
Well, and of course, again, I would recommend our good friends at Backstreets.com because they rock over there.
They are great.
You rock, Wendy Parnell.
Thank you, Tom,
coming from all the way from Austin to the Jersey Shore this morning to join us on the Bruce Bunch. Got to play Johnny 99.
Yes.
Got to let it rip. So here you go, Johnny 99 on the Bruce Bunch at 105.7 The Hawk.